Phoenix Books presents Memories of Midnight, written by Sidney Sheldon. This performance by Jenny Agutter is copyright 2014 Phoenix Books and is digitally remastered from the original 1990 Dove Books on Tape sound recording.
Kowloon, May 1949. It must look like an accident. Can you arrange that? It was an insult. That was something you asked a bum you had picked up off the streets. He could feel the anger rising in him, but he said nothing, for in truth he was afraid of the man seated across from him. He had heard too many chilling stories about him, and he had reason to believe them. So all he said was, "Yes, sir, no one will ever know." Even as he said the words, the thought struck him, "He knows that I'll know." He waited. The man was studying him with cold, obsidian eyes. Finally, he spoke, "Very well. I will leave the method to you." "Yes, sir. Is the target here in Kowloon?" "No, London. Her name is Catherine. Catherine Alexander." A limousine drove the man to the Blue House on Lasker Row. The Blue House was open to special patrons only. Heads of state visited there, and movie stars, and presidents of corporations. The management prided itself on discretion. Everything was for sale in the Blue House. Virgins, boys, lesbians, and animals. The Blue House was a cornucopia of forbidden pleasures. The man had ordered the twins this time. They were an exquisitely matched pair with incredible bodies and no inhibitions. He remembered the last time he had been there. Their soft, caressing tongues and fingers, their hot mouths plundering his body, he felt the beginning of an erection. "We're here, sir." 3 hours later, when he had finished with them.